we say no more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.
No. Hi, it's me, Will Bowen, number one international best-selling author, founder of A Complaint-Free World, and the world authority on complaining. Well, you made it. You're here. That's so awesome. Look, before we get started, let's just both take a big, deep breath. You are a future 21-day champion. I'm going to give you all the tools you need to succeed in the shortest time possible. You've made a commitment, and I am so excited you've invested in this life-changing program, and I'm committed to your success. I'm sure you're excited. I'm excited too. I'm ready to get going because I know what I can do to help you. I have helped thousands of people all over the world give up complaining, and here we are together. Remember, complaining is a habit, and habits take time to change. But if we work together, we can make you into a complaint-free person in less time than you'd think. Now, you may already know that over 11 million complaint-free bracelets have been distributed around the world, and our goal is to reach 60 million people. That's just under 1% of the population, and if we get only one out of every 100 to quit complaining and focus on what's good, we can positively transform the consciousness of the world. You know, sociologists estimate that everyone, you, me, everyone, interact with approximately 100 different people on a daily basis. Do a quick tally. Think about your family, your friends, people at work, store clerks, service providers, emails, etc. Total it all up, and you're going to come close to 100 people, if you're like most people. Now, imagine if one person out of that 100 was consistently upbeat, happy, cheerful, and free from complaining. Man, that person's positive energy would spread like a ripple to everyone else. Well, you are on your way to becoming that person. You may have taken on the complaint-free challenge and invested in this program because you simply want to give up complaining so your own life will get better. But as the old saying goes, a rising tide raises all boats. Your increased productivity and positivity is going to raise the level of optimism and happiness for everyone around you. You know, I celebrate your decision, and I'm excited to be with you. More than that, I'm thrilled because I truly believe you are going to make it. As we've sent out millions of complaint-free bracelets for more than a decade, I've tried to figure out how many people not only get the bracelet, but also stay with the challenge until not complaining becomes habitual. I'd have to say it's a pretty small percentage. Why? My experience tells me that most people just give up. They get frustrated staying on day one for so long. They figure they must be doing something wrong, or they begin to believe that they simply can't do it. So they give up. Well, that's not going to happen to you. Why? Because I'm going to be with you all the way. I'm going to point out the roadblocks up ahead and help you steer around them. I'm going to cheer you on and tell you the truth, which is, you can do this. Because you can. Honestly, anyone can do this. I was the biggest complainer in the universe, and I did it. I've received emails and letters from complaint-free champions all over the world, including a little girl in Korea, a businessman in the United States, a government official in Tanzania, a hospital CEO in Canada, a yoga studio owner in Bali, a priest who works with gangs in LA. Literally, people of every age and every walk of life from around the globe have successfully completed the 21-day complaint-free challenge. And by having me work with you personally in these videos, audios, and other resources, combined with getting exclusive access to me on our quarterly Will Calls, you're going to increase your odds of success 1,000%. while you dramatically cut the time it takes to complete the 21-day complaint-free challenge. Remember, if you have any questions or comments, post them in the comments section below, right here. I'll personally answer everything. All right. Well, now that we know where we're going and we have the tools to get us there, let's get started. First, what is a complaint? A complaint is an energetic statement focused on what's wrong. Now, that's my definition. By energy, I mean negative energy. If it's hot outside and you say, "It's hot outside," with neutral energy, you're not complaining. You're stating facts. If, however, you say, "It's hot outside," that's complaining. It's your negative, "How dare this happen to me" energy that makes it a complaint. Now, there's a common question that I get from people. What's the difference between complaining and feedback? Here's the difference. If you speak directly and only to a person who can resolve your issue, you're not complaining. You're providing feedback. You know, often you're providing feedback followed by a request, but you're not complaining. Here's an example. If your husband leaves his socks on the floor and you ask him to put them in the hamper instead, you're not complaining. You're giving feedback and you're making a request. If you're having trouble with your smartphone and you call the customer service person, you're not complaining. You're offering feedback and making a request. You know, being a complaint-free person isn't about shutting up and sucking up whatever comes along. It's not about being a doormat or a victim. It's about practicing healthy communication skills, which means talking to people who can make things better rather than complaining to others who can't. This is accomplished through feedback followed by a request. You know, it's kind of amazing. The average person complains around 15 to 30 times a day and has no awareness they're doing it. 15 to 30 times a day. If you multiply that times all the people on the planet, that's 160 billion complaints worldwide every day. This is why catching yourself complain and switching your bracelet to the other wrist is so powerful. It makes you mindful of a negative habit that almost everyone has, but very few people ever become aware of or make any effort to change. Right here, in this very first video, I want to share with you the one vital key to success. Always know what day you're on. This means wearing your complaint-free bracelet all the time, and most importantly, change your bracelet to the other wrist with every spoken complaint. If you wear a uniform at work, put the bracelet on your desk or in your pocket and switch it. You know, a whole bunch of people at the Pentagon did this very thing. Because they wear uniforms, these proud members of our military cannot wear a complaint-free bracelet, but they can switch them from pocket to pocket, and so can you. You have to move your bracelet with every complaint. I can't stress this enough. You've got to engage your body in what your mind is doing, negative thinking, and what your mouth is doing, complaining. Is this easy? Sure, if you make it easy, and that's the point. When you switch the complaint-free bracelet, make it a game. The people who succeed develop an understanding that you can't rush progress. So rather than getting upset when they change their bracelet, people who become 21-day champions have sort of an, "Oh well, I think that was a complaint, I'll switch my bracelet" attitude. You've got to make this a game. This is a new skill that you're trying to develop. Imagine I've handed you three juggling balls and you've never juggled before in your life. You toss the balls in the air and they go everywhere, right? That's what you'd expect. You've never tried juggling, and juggling is a skill. So you wouldn't get angry at yourself if you dropped the balls, right? Gosh, I hope not. If you've never held a golf club, you wouldn't honestly get angry at yourself for not hitting a hole in one. The same is true for the skill of becoming a complaint-free person. Give yourself a break. Switch your bracelet every time you complain and make it a game. Being complaint-free isn't a talent you're born with. It's a skill. And through repeated practice, most people can learn any skill. You know, I've taught dozens of people to juggle, and I always tell them, exactly as I just did, get used to picking up the balls, because you're going to drop them a lot. In fact, I often recommend that people practice juggling while standing next to their bed. That way, they won't have to lean down so far when they drop the balls hundreds of times. If you're going to learn to juggle, you're going to pick up drop balls a lot. Get used to it and be easy on yourself. And the same is true with the complaint-free bracelet. If you're honest with yourself, you're going to switch it a lot. I mean, probably dozens of times every day. Every time you complain out loud, you switch the bracelet and go easy on yourself, making a game out of it. The more gentle you are on yourself when you complain, the faster you'll become complaint-free. That's just a fact. Now, if you get angry at yourself when you discover you're complained, or you complained rather, you're going to begin to resent changing your bracelet. Be nice to yourself. If you're kind to yourself, you will want to change for yourself. And right here, I should address four big no-nos when switching your complaint-free bracelet. Number one, when you complain, no, you can't complain again real quick so you don't have to switch your bracelet. Two, no, you can't wear two bracelets, one on each wrist so you don't have to switch. And three, no, when you complain, you don't get the rest of the day as a free day. And finally, number four, no, when you take on the complaint-free challenge, that doesn't mean you have free license to point out everyone else's complaints. As you become aware of your own complaining, it's very tempting to point out everyone else's complaints. Why? Why is that? Because your focus right now is on complaining. Your mind is probably constantly asking, is what I just said a complaint? Is what they just said a complaint? You're hypersensitive to complaining right now, just like a person who's trying to quit smoking is hypersensitive to cigarettes. And just like the person who's trying to quit smoking, they may be tempted to tell every other smoker how bad smoking is for them. You're probably feeling like you want to save everyone from their complaining. Trust me, it won't work. You don't change someone by ticking them off, which is what happens when you tell someone they complain too much. Give them a role model by becoming a complaint-free person yourself. As Ben Franklin said, the best sermon is a good example. Change yourself. Become a complaint-free person, and you'll inspire others to change. One of the most fascinating things I've discovered from training individuals and corporations for more than 10 years on nearly every continent is that people complain for only five reasons. Beyond feedback, which we define, remember, as speaking directly and only to the person who can resolve an issue, people complain for only one of five reasons. And this is how we're going to break this training up, using each of the five reasons people complain as a launching point for greater learning and your transformation. Now, you'll remember the five reasons people complain by the acronym GRIPE. People complain to G, get attention, R, remove themselves from responsibility, I, inspire envy, P, power, and E, excuse poor performance. Let me say that one more time. Get attention, remove responsibility, inspire envy, power, and excuse poor performance. This first video is going to be framed within the G in GRIPE, which is get attention. Now, why? You might be wondering, am I using this framework? It's very simple. We all complain. Everyone pretty much complains all the time, and they do it because it works. Their negative griping gets them psychic rewards that they seek. And the same is true for you. Within these five primary reasons for complaining is your reason. In this series, you'll discover which of these five reasons drives most of your complaints. Then, we're going to specifically address how to become a complaint-free person, regardless of which of these five have you hooked. The second reason for this framework, and this is critical, is so that you can begin to notice why other people complain. And once you fully understand the reasons behind each of these motivations for complaining, you are going to be able to learn how to diffuse and redirect complainers. So, in this lesson, we're going to deal exclusively with the G in gripe, which stands for get attention. Get attention. But before we jump in, let me ask you, what day are you on? Are you still on day one? Good. Did you make it to day 18 and have to start over? I did that a couple of times. That's good too. Always know what day you're on. Switch your bracelet and you can do this. Anyone can do this. So, why would people complain to get attention? Why would they complain to G, get attention? You know, attention isn't something people want. It's something we need. When we're babies, we cry to get our mother's attention. When we do, she provides food, warmth, protection, and even a change. If we weren't able to get our mother's attention, we'd die, literally. The opposite of getting attention is being ignored or rejected. In ancient times, if you were rejected by the rest of the community, you could end up starving or dying from exposure. Our need for attention is closely interwoven with our ability to feel safe and secure. Getting attention is how we survive. In this module, I'm going to teach you why we have such a need to get attention from others, what to do when someone is taking up too much of your time by complaining, and how to get your own need for attention met without complaining. And I'm going to teach you how to give people attention proactively so they won't need to complain. You'll learn exactly when, where, and how to give others attention so that they feel safe and connected with you, and to do it in the best and most direct way possible.
We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world.